sit down and listen to this. I got a juicy piece of news, and it's reliable. Alan in accounting got it from Steven in promotions, who got it from Cindy in retail sales, who got it from Arlene, the station manager's secretary, that the station is definitely way over budget and somebody's getting the axe. But don't tell anybody, I was sworn to secrecy.
How many times have you heard that in your life, that I'm going to tell you something? Now, Judy told me, and she heard it from Susan about Jack and his relationship with his wife, but please don't tell anyone I told you. And how many times does that happen in families? You know, you confide in a family member, and you think you can trust them, and the next thing you know, it comes back to you, and the story, your private information comes back to you in a way that sounds like it went through that old game of telephone where you pass a sentence around a group of people, you whisper it to them, and by the time it gets back to you, it's a completely different sentence. It's changed. Gossip. Do you have people in your life who gossip or who break your trust? And maybe they're not malicious. Maybe they just like to share a new piece of juicy information, and they on some level, they must know it's not right, because if they tell you, please don't tell anyone else, that means that they know they shouldn't be telling you. So we all need to be a little or very cautious about who we tell our most vulnerable information to. And that's why many times people seek out a therapist, because it's private. And that's what I am. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And even though I can't be your therapist, I can give you some tips that can help you. You can go to my website, drkenner.com. I have books I recommend, articles I've written, and podcasts of the show that you can always listen to or re-listen to if there's something that intrigues you. You can also go to, I wrote a book with Dr. Ed Locke, The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And by selfish, we mean self-esteem, self-respect, self-valuing. You value yourself, your partner values him or herself, and you cherish one another. It's win-win-win all the way around. So you can, I'll give you my number. You can always write it down and give me a call if you have a question. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. My book is available at Amazon.com. And right now, I have a question that I received from a 19-year-old student from Hong Kong. And if you think about yourself as a teenager, or maybe your late teens, did you ever question, what the heck is the meaning of life? Where am I going? You know, what is this all about? I just don't get it. You know, you're in a transition phase. You're done with school. You're moving on in life, but you don't quite know where or how or what to do. You know, not many of us in our early teens or late teens have a direct straight arrow path carved out for ourselves. You know, it takes a lot of thinking, a lot of trial and error. I know I majored in multiple things before I settled on psychology, including art. Art was one of the things, and French language. So we all take little circuitous routes, or many of us do, to get to where we're going. And some of us take a direct route. They know what they want at a young age. Here's the question from Han. Dear Dr. Kenner, I'm a 19-year-old Hong Kong student. I graduated from my high school half a year ago. After 16 years of education, I would like to ask, what is the meaning of being alive? Some may say you need to find your goal, you need to admire this world, and there are lots of reasons. But why do we need to be here and keep finding the meaning of being alive? We can find a goal, fulfill it, and set another one, and fulfill it again. It's just repeating, like a routine. I do enjoy my life as I'm already here, but I still hope that you can answer this. Thanks and best regards, Han. Han, I like that you're thinking about a very fundamental question. What is the meaning of being alive? And I will tell you my meaning of being alive. My meaning of being alive is I am alive, and it is up to me to put meaning in my life. I am not here for my parents or my kids. I love my family. I love my kids and my parents. But that doesn't mean that I'm here to serve them. I'm here to enjoy them. I'm here to nurture them to an extent. But the meaning of my own life takes effort. And I didn't know what the heck the meaning of my life was when I got out of high school. I kind of wanted to get married. I kind of wanted a family and to have kids because I love playing with Barbie dolls. And I thought I wanted to major in French. And when I tried that, that didn't work. So then I moved on to art. Art didn't work because they were just showing me how to splash paint on canvas. They wouldn't teach me any skills. It was a Jackson Pollock era, if you know who that is. If you don't, you consider yourself very lucky. And then I majored in psychology, and I learned how to feed rat Rice Krispies and mazes. This was in the 1970s. And I said, that psychology's not for me, so I moved on to biology. And I like biology, but I actually moved back to psychology when I discovered that learning about how the mind works is fascinating. Not rats' minds. That doesn't intrigue me the least, unless I have to catch them in my house, but because we do live in the woods. But learning how my own mind works and helping others think more clearly. I'm passionate about that. So let's get into that. You want to set your own dreams, Han. It's effortful to make your own meaning in life, to find your values, to become what some people call a passionate valuer, that you're very passionate about your life. Now, you grow into that. As you can see, I wasn't passionate about feeding mice Rice Krispies. So you want to search and shop, just like if you were shopping for a pretty dress or a pretty outfit to wear. You want to or a new car. You want to shop for a career that brings you pleasure, and you may already know what you want. First, you want to know that it is truly your life, that you are unique and special, and it is your life. Underscore that, highlight it, put it in bold. You don't have to live in the shadows of what others want for you, your family, your friends, or your teachers. That doesn't mean that you don't have friends, and I'll get to that in a minute. You don't have to live for some dry, esoteric purpose that doesn't seem to make sense, but everybody else buys into it. Hon, you want to wake up in the morning and look forward to enjoying your day, your value. So what does it require? It requires effort. Any big value, if I want to learn Italian or even French, or if I want to learn psychology, it requires a lot of studying. Or if I want to learn how to ski, it requires a lot of effort. I don't care to put it into skiing. And so any big value in life requires effort. But there are four major areas of value. And if you know these, it can help guide your thinking and searching. One is identifying and finding a career that interests you. What are your dreams? Coming up with what you want to do in life can take a lot of effort, as I said. But ask yourself, what careers intrigue me, and get more information about that. Maybe even get some career guidance from school. The second is, what hobbies and interests do you have? What do you do when you let your hair down? Do you play a musical instrument? Do you dance? Do you read books? Do you kayak? Do you knit? Do you cook or hike? Those are the sweet things in your life. Then think about friends and family. Family doesn't get a free pass. Only those family members who are good friends, who are supportive of you, count. And you want to cherish those good relationships. And, of course, a romantic relationship. And you can get the book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke, How the Selfish Path to Romance, Meaning Self-Valuing, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And that's at my website, drkenner.com, or on Amazon. And you truly want to embrace your own life, and I wish you the best in doing that. So it is your life. There's nothing outside of it. It is your life, and you can enjoy it with your friends and family, and enjoy a career and enjoy your hobbies. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, toll free 1-877-DRKENNER with your questions.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
The best proof of whether a person loves you is how that person acts toward you on a daily basis. Suppose your partner spends so much time at work, you virtually never see him or her. Then it would be appropriate to ask, "Honey, if I'm so unimportant relative to work, why did you want to marry me?" As to time spent on one's career, there are no rules about how many hours one should or shouldn't work. This can change from day to day, week to week, month to month, or job to job. Every couple has their own personal needs in unique contexts regarding the amount of time spent together. For example, if a partner has been called up for active duty in the military, then obviously the context is important, and long periods of time without one another may be unavoidable.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.